Hi, I'm Chris Evans with the City of Ames. The Ames City Council has made a commitment to valuing environmental sustainability. There are many City of Ames programs that support this goal. Some of them may not be things you're aware of, so we're using this opportunity as part of Earth Day Appreciation to highlight various departments and their projects, programs, and services. My guest is John Dunn, who serves as the Director of the Water and Pollution Control Department. The department is home to the Water and Pollution Control Facility. And at this facility, sustainability is extremely important in the day-to-day operation and the long-term vision for the department and the facility's future. John, before we talk about the Water and Pollution Control Facility, could you tell us a little bit more about the makeup of the Water and Pollution Control Department?
Absolutely, Chris. Thanks for the chance to talk. Our department is made up of five distinct divisions, each with their own specific focus. So the first two of those divisions are the treatment plants that sit at each end of the municipal water cycle. So we've got the Ames Water Treatment Plant, which provides drinking water for the community. And we've got the Ames Water Pollution Control Facility, which cleans up the wastewater before it's released back into the environment. We've got a state-certified environmental testing laboratory. The operators in the treatment plants do all of their own process control testing, but the laboratory does the bulk of our regulatory compliance monitoring for us. So the fourth division that we have is a water meter division, and those folks, in a very literal way, serve as our cash registers for both water and sewer, because about 95% of our customers are billed both water and sewer based on their water meter reading. And then our fifth division that we have is our administration division. And that's the group that does all of the budgeting for us, handles a lot of the regulatory activities, and manages most all of our capital construction projects for the department. So those are the five divisions that make up the Water and Pollution Control Department.
Great. Well, let's focus specifically on the Water Pollution Control Facility. Could you highlight some of the sustainability efforts at this facility?
Well, I think really the neatest thing about the facility is that the entire wastewater treatment process that we use mimics exactly the natural degradation processes that happen in a stream, only we're doing it on a vastly accelerated pace. So the treatment mechanisms that we use are either a physical process or a biological process. There's no chemicals involved in the treatment process at all, other than us supplying extra oxygen. And it's that supplying extra oxygen that allows us to accelerate those biological processes and break down waste at a faster rate than what happens in nature. The largest waste stream that comes out of this treatment process is the solids that are separated from the water during the treatment process. And that waste goes through a digestion process that breaks the waste down. It significantly reduces pathogens that are in that waste, and it actually converts it into a completely different type of a product that's really a great soil conditioner. It's referred to as biosolids. And this soil conditioner contains nutrients, so it's actually got value to it. And we apply those biosolids to farm fields around our treatment plant, and we match the rate that we're applying to the fields to match up with the nitrogen uptake rate of whatever crop is going to be planted the following growing season. So we're trying to match the loading that we're putting on the farm fields with what crops actually need. Now, another sustainable aspect of that biosolids digestion process is that it generates methane gas. We capture that gas, and we'll burn it in engines that we have on site at the treatment plant. And those engines provide two things for us. They provide to us heat that we use to heat the digesters to keep that biological digestion process going. And that allows us to avoid having to buy natural gas. And the methane is also used to power on-site electrical generators. And so we're able to actually generate between 15% and 20% of all of our total energy needs on site from this one renewable source.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You were sharing a little bit about the treatment process. Could you share with us how many chemicals are used in the treatment process?
Yeah, our treatment process uses no chemicals whatsoever, other than just pumping air into the treatment process. That's it for chemicals. Even the disinfection process that we use to remove pathogens from the water before it's released back into the environment. We specifically chose a process that uses ultraviolet light as the form of disinfection, as opposed to using some sort of a chemical disinfectant, just so that we could avoid the use of chemicals entirely in our treatment process.
That's a great, great feature about the facility. One thing that the community may not be aware of is that the treatment facility must meet regulatory limits on the water they send out to the river. So the effluent that leaves the plant has to fall under certain parameters. Mm-hmm. And this is called an NPDES permit, correct? What does that stand for?
Yeah, NPDES is a National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit. It's a program that was established as a part of the Federal Clean Water Act back in the early 1970s. And it's really the cornerstone, actually, of that Clean Water Act.
So does this permit support any of the sustainability efforts at the treatment facility?
As I've talked before, you know, the phrase that I always use when I talk about our department and our mission is that the reason we exist is to protect public health and the environment. And I think one of the most telling signs of our success in that mission is our performance record compared to that NPDES permit that you were asking about. Our facility came online in November of 1989. And on day one, when we first put that facility into operation, the plant was in full compliance with the requirements of its discharge permit. And that record has continued today. We're now at working on our 32nd year of perfect compliance with our discharge permit. And according to the National Association of Clean Water Agencies, ours is actually the second longest compliance streak in the nation, which puts the facility, and more importantly, in my opinion, the past and present staff that operate and maintain that facility, it puts them among the very best of the best in the country at what they do.
That's exciting. Yeah, not only do you have great people now, but you've got a track record of hiring great people who really are passionate about what they do. Is there any, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Chris.
I was just gonna say, are there opportunities to come visit this water pollution control facility?
Yeah, absolutely. If folks are interested in touring it, we're hopeful that maybe later this summer or in the fall, as we move past COVID, that we can bring troops in. So anybody who's got an interest in bringing a group through, they can reach out to us at 515-239-5150, and we can get them connected with somebody who can get that type of a tour arranged.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing a little bit about the Water Pollution Control Facility and its sustainability efforts. My guest has been John Dunn, Director of Water and Pollution Control. Thanks for joining us, John.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.